Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. In the name of Field Expediency, we're doing things a little bit different today. So joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bell. Adapt, improvise, overcome.
Yes, that's right. What movie is that from, though?
Ooh.
I don't remember.
Your memory is as bad as mine.
Okay. I love the saying, though. Anyway. Enough of that nonsense.
And he throws me a curve, and the first thing I do is drop it. Oh, it's sad. When you get old. I have a story out of Woodbridge, Virginia, and I heard something today. I think I talked about it originally almost a month ago, but the police sometimes take a while. This is a self-defense story. Turns out this bad actor was really bad. Can I jump in and share it?
Absolutely.
Okay, this one comes out of all places, the Washington Post. The event itself happened in Woodbridge, Virginia, a D.C. suburb. You're a 44-year-old woman. It's a little after midnight, and you're walking out your front door. Suddenly you notice a man at the side of the house. He has a mask over his face. He has a gun in his hand. He's running towards you. You're a new gun owner. You have your Virginia concealed carry permit. And fortunately, you're armed tonight. You draw your gun and shoot your attacker before he reaches you. You take out your cell phone and call 911. You give a brief statement to the police when they arrive. They find the attacker's loaded gun on the ground next to him. EMS takes your 20-year-old attacker to the hospital. Later, you find out he dies of his injuries. You're not charged with a crime. It turns out this same firearm and the police think the same guy, the video has him wearing the same clothes, had robbed 5 convenience stores, about one every other day in late June and early August. This was not a good guy. The speculation is, people were starting to catch on to his method of operation. So he goes, well, I can break into a store. Why don't I catch somebody in their home? And she just happened to be walking out when he was trying to walk in and rob her. And she was armed. Now, she did a lot of things for a long time that made her safe. Look, she was carrying in a manner that let her get to it very quickly. I know people who carry in a ankle holster, and the joke is, you better hope the robber knocks you down, because that's the only way at your age that you're going to touch your ankle. So she was able to get her gun, probably from a holster, could have been waste, unlikely it was in her purse. And what that also tells me is she didn't come out of the house with her keys in her hands. Show of hands, who's done it? All of us have. Who's learned not to do it because you may need your hands free.
Right.
gets to, gets her gun on her holster, gets it pointed at the target, probably never raised to in front of her eyes, probably point shooting at short distance, shot accurately enough to stop the target, and then stop shooting. This was a densely enough populated area that there are sure to be ear witnesses. I was an ear witness to a murder-suicide, and we described the shots to the investigators when they came to us the next morning. And they said, yeah, that last shot that was delayed, that was the suicide. If she had continued shooting when this guy was trying to run away, everybody would have heard it, and she would have had to explain to it. So good for her that she stopped. And when the police arrived, and you've just had your whole evening, in fact, your life for the next couple of days turned upside down, she was able to keep her wits about her and give a brief statement. Now, this is the Washington Post, for one, and even the best reporters, and this isn't, often leave out a lot of details we'd like to know. One thing that occurs to me is she was shooting in her life. Years ago, she admitted, hey, there are people in the world, they're faster, they're stronger than I am. I need a gun. I need to handle my gun enough that, like my finger, when I have it in my hand, I have a pretty good idea where it's pointing. So I think this defender touched her gun a lot, because we've had people miss it in this business. Bill, do you have any way to practice other than at the range to know how well you're pointing, other than lining up the sights like a laser gun?
I have the Mantis X Laser Academy.
Yes. Yes.
Which that right there in and of itself is I don't remember how much it costs, but I mean it's better than two or three cases of ammo.
Okay, so you take the gun out of your holster, you're rotating it to the target. Is it really pointed at the target? An instructor will look and say, hey, that's way off here. There, that's where you need to position it. But the other thing is, if she got that practice in, and it's harder these days than it was earlier, she had a gun that fit her, because to have that instinctive, the scientists call it kinematic alignment, to know where your body points.
Right.
You don't have sights on your finger, but you know where they point. There are no sights on a baseball. But that to get that sort of instinctive pointing, you have to touch your gun. I think she found one that fit her. And either she had some coaching. Here's a pro tip. It's really hard to tell, is this the gun for me? If you just grab a gun, is this it? But it's really easy if you're grabbing two or three guns to go, oh, they're different. Here's the one that's better. And then also, if you can have somebody look, they'll know how your trigger finger should be positioned when you're holding the firearm properly and your finger's on the trigger. So I think our defender had somebody help her, or she had enough practice to find a gun that was a good fit. Bill, you've done force on force, and darkness cuts both ways.
Yes,
she was probably slow to see her attacker. What were you going to say? I'm curious.
Well, no, I was going to say that's exactly the way to put it, too. It does cut both ways.
Right. That guy may have been showing a quarter of his body as he's watching her, waiting for her to come out. She might not have seen that until he starts to run. On the other hand, he doesn't notice when she puts one hand behind her hip and starts to draw her gun until her elbows come out and the gun comes forward. It's a little too late.
Yeah.
The other thing is, she probably, unless she had a lot of practice, it doesn't say, did she have reflex sight so that there's a red dot right on his chest? Did she have a laser sight so that there literally wasn't?
Hang on for me.
Yeah, we'll cover it when we come back.
Absolutely. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Moore, Self-Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. We were just talking about this lady in Virginia who had successfully deployed a gun against somebody and talking about the details. So if you would, please pick that up on where I had to, you know, crassly interrupt you, please, sir.
Thank you for all the sponsors that bring us Lock and Load. Our defender was able to disable the attacker before he could reach her. So they talk about 21 feet. If your gun isn't on the way out and he's at 21 feet when he starts, wow, that seems like a long way away, but attacks happen fast. So look what she did in the fractions of a second that it took her attacker to cover that distance. She had to recognize that there's somebody there, scan him, he's a threat. Gosh, he's got a gun in his hand. I have to maybe drop my purse, whatever are in my hand, clear my cover garment, get my hands on the grip of my gun, take it up out of the holster, rotate it so that it's on target, maybe a little bit forward, maybe you shoot directly from the hip. And now I have to put accurate shots on target. You remember, because you still do it. You take friends to the range, particularly new shooters. We build that presentation of a firearm step at a time. And while we're talking to them, I see them look in the distance. They're not really there. They're not seeing what's in front of them. They're busy feeling how their body moves, where both hands are going, yes, I've got a grip. Yes, I've got it. Well, that's thinking those motions through. They're not unconsciously competent. They're not written into procedural memory. This defender's watching her attacker while all that happens. So she has those motions recorded. She's able to say, now. One of the points, she has her defense recorded. She doesn't go, oh, is this imminent? Is this unavoidable? Is this lethal? She already had a box where lethal threat fit in her brain. It looks like that. Yep. So she recognized rather than thought about the situation. And then she had a programmed response. How do you program it? You program it each time. Well, know what you don't. We found out that teaching people to shoot at bullseye targets didn't program the response. Please, if you can, get a lifelike silhouette at least, better yet, a photorealistic target, and say, that person's a lethal threat when you present your firearm when you're at the shooting range. You're programming that defensive response. The other thing is, we have so many new shooters, Bill. I'm worried, where are they going to learn to present? Some of them are going to get it from YouTube, but that's not very pretty. Did the military teach you to present? Really?
No. No. They had us detailed as a range safety officer on a 45 ACP range one time, and my first sergeant came down there. My first sergeant had been in the Army in Vietnam and everything else, and carried a 45 his entire time. And his 45 that he carried on duty when we were in the field was his own personal 45. So he was intimately aware of what this gun was. And he would get out there, and as I would use him to demonstrate. But then the first time I did it, I had to explain to him, listen, First Sergeant, we can't do that way, okay? And I worked directly for him, which was a bad mistake. But then later on, he understood what I was saying. But he got out there. Dude was so good that he would stick it sideways out there, you know, like thug style. And what he was doing, he would tell me, he'd be like, well, I was just showing that it was impossible for them to miss if they just stick the gun on target. I was like, I know, First Sergeant, but, I mean, you know, this isn't Miami Vice. I was in trouble for that for a bit.
The right way, the wrong way, and the Army way.
Right.
But you're infinitely right. Many ways work. Lots of ways work better for most of us. And if it doesn't work well for you, a good instructor goes, you know what? Here, try moving your elbow here. Change your grip here. Where your thumbs go, try pushing more here. They're correcting small faults. Some people can get away with those faults. Some can't. That's why instructors are invaluable. But even then, our idea of what's best practice has changed over time. I mean, literally, the way they shot in the 1800s is the way they shot in the early 1900s, the late, middle and late 1900s. It's changed even over the last 10 years. And it's not that you need to shave the last tenth of a second off your draw. It's that if you do it well, you're accurate earlier and easier. Why not cheat and learn that from someone who can teach you well?
Right.
Here's the thing that... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was not trying to say that you should not learn how to shoot with the gun sideways, because who knows what angle you're going to be attacked at. You may have to bring the gun up upside down and behind you.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with learning how to do that, except when you're new, when you are a new shooter and you are learning how to present a gun, it's probably not a bad idea to learn how to do it the classic way.
Right.
So.
Well, and we're, now again, I'm going to say, let's make it a contemporary classic, because you and I have seen people, what we'll call teacup. You know, our support now, where there was a time when it went behind the back, then it went under the gun, then we changed what we do with our support hand to get better and better and better. Here's something that these stories never cover, and I always wonder, okay, it just got really loud, the guy stopped. Well, I guess I'm not getting in my car. My plans have changed. Do you feel safe enough to run back inside? Or do you sit there and shout, everybody, help me. I've just been attacked. Call the police. Because then all the guys that were in your neighborhood that were insomniacs and happened to be awake and were ear witnesses might volunteer their phone numbers to the police, and therefore the police have their contact information in your defense. You want to stay at the scene because that's what good guys do. Besides that, if this guy has a getaway driver parked around the corner and you go back inside and the getaway driver decides to scoop up the bad guy's firearm.
Hang on for me.
Yeah.
Hang on for me. When we get back, we'll tell you how to find Rob and everything he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I am President of the United States of America, and the buck stops with me.
President Biden speaking at the White House as the president back from his vacation. This as the situation in Afghanistan is continuing to deteriorate, the Taliban effectively gaining control of the capital city of Kabul after the Afghan president fled the country. The president defending his withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
But I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan and maintain a laser focus on our counterterrorism missions there and other parts of the world.
U.S. military troops have maintained control of the Kabul airport, but the situation is chaotic as thousands of Afghans try to flee the country and at least seven people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News. The cryptocurrency market is once again worth more than $2 trillion. The milestone was reached after Bitcoin rose above $48,000 this weekend. It's back at that high water mark for the first time since mid-May. The digital currency itself has been on a wild ride this year. Bitcoin's record high of over $64,000 came in April. Then it plunged to below $30,000 earlier this summer. A Texas Supreme Court is ruling on Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local mask mandates. The Sunday ruling blocks a lower court's ruling that would have allowed localities to override the governor's order. At least two local entities have already said they intend on defying the ruling. Two Dallas area school districts say they will still require masks when students return to class, and the Bexar County Health Authority says it will keep its mandate for public schools in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster, singular.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Tell everybody how to find you, because we keep running right into the bump and to the end of the segment. So how do they find you, please, sir?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and I get to write the Armed Citizens column at Amaland. Phil, thank you for having me on with you and the Ninjas.
Very good. All those places are very much worth cultivating. Now then, you've got this thing about being surrounded in a car, which, I mean, in today's world, that is a very germane topic. Tell me about this, please.
Okay, this one was out of Sebring, Florida, covered by the CBS 10 affiliate out of Tampa Bay where I picked it up. It's after midnight. There's a theme here, right? You pull into a parking lot, turn off your car. You don't know where they all came from, but a group of young men, some news accounts said four, some said five, wearing hoodies and masks, run up and surround your car. One of the men takes a gun out and points it at you through the driver's side window. A second man pulls open the passenger side door, jumps into the passenger seat, demands your keys, your phone, your purse. You want a gun? You're carrying concealed. You push the robber in the passenger seat away from you. You present your firearm and then turn to the immediate threat, the armed robber outside your window. You shoot at him. He moves away. Now you have to turn 180 degrees, get that darn steering wheel out of my way, and you're going to get the attack next to you, but he has already changed his plans. He is out the door. All five of the robbers run away. You call 911. You status. Interesting. Like our last story, the police say that several other people have been carjacked in the area all within the last few hours. The police examine the security vans from the nearby stores. Officers don't find any blood at the scene. And later, and this was surprising, they don't find anyone entering a hospital with a gunshot wound. You're not charged with a crime. Again, midnight. I didn't plan to be robbed. Very few of us think it's coming. She considered the risks she faced, and she became a gun owner. She was armed in the car that night. Also, her gun was within immediate reach. Oh, I'll keep it in the trunk. It's too far away. I'll keep it in the glove compartment. It's too far away. Under the seat is probably too far away. She also created more time to get to her gun by fighting with her attacker in the seat next door. Bill, how many new gun owners have said, I'll get my gun when it's dangerous out?
See, that's the conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not really something you can teach either. That's not really something you can teach. The problem with the car, and most people don't even know this. I mean, I've talked with a Masada Ayub, and if you get surrounded in your car and they attack the sheet metal of your car, it is his opinion that you should do nothing till they start trying to access you through the windshield or through the windows.
Right.
And once that happens, it's game on. But how many people have heard that part? So,
right.
I mean, in this particular case, the fact that this female stopped a five-man carjacking team, that's pretty impressive. That's really impressive. I mean, simply from the standpoint of, I mean, I like to think that, I mean, you were talking about the Tuller drill just a little while ago, 21 feet, right?
Right.
That sounds like a long way until you think about a professional athlete, like, say, in the NFL that can cover 40 yards in less than 5 seconds.
Right.
And how long does it take somebody to pull that weapon up, stick it out of there?
Well, let's talk about that and where beginners should expect to begin. Okay, you're at a square range. There are people to the side. You have your target in front of you. The instructor says, at the sound of the horn or the whistle, I want you to present safely and shoot. We'll put the target out. By the way, it takes time to aim to. We'll put it out at 5 yards. Pretty standard shot. And you're probably 3 seconds while you're thinking about it. After you've thought about it, after you've made it muscle memory, the more accurate term, procedural memory,
right,
after your body knows what to do when you say it's go time, later, after when you say there's a threat and you've made all those decisions, you'll easily get the first shot in under 2 seconds. With practice, you'll get 2 shots, high center chest, and under 2 seconds at 5 yards. That's not hard. By the way, the pros are way faster. That's still amateur times. But that's a practiced amateur. So let's see. You start at 3, you come down to 2. You're shaving off a second. That's a lot, and a second is a very long time when someone has a gun sticking through your window. The other thing I like that she did, sometimes new gun owners say, I won't keep a cartridge in the chamber because I'm afraid the gun will go off. I'm pretty sure this firearms owner had a loaded chamber. If she didn't during that fight, that's how she's carrying now, because one, it assumes you have 2 hands, and it assumes you have the time and space to get both of them on the gun and chamber around.
Right.
Yeah. So those are all little things that our defender did right before her finger ever touched the trigger. Now, she also had the presence of mind. There's a guy right next to me who's grabbing at me, but there's a firearm pointed through the window. This guy with hands might take seconds to kill me. I've got a threat outside the window that can kill me in a fraction of a second, and she shot. So she has thought through which is the more immediate danger. Good for her. Great for her. Now she turned, she goes, by the way, that was really loud. I'm sure it shocked everybody. She turns back. She had the presence of mind not to shoot somebody in the back as he's running out of her car. Good. Because, and we've seen people do it. And I need it. Bang. And don't come back. That's a crime. That's a crime. She didn't chase her attackers across the parking lot. She called for help, and then she gave a statement. Now, these days with everybody, oh, no, I wasn't out to rob somebody. That's a COVID mask. These days it's harder to tell guys who are masked, although hoodies at night, that's kind of a clue in the summer. But you asked why the five guys, how did she defeat five guys? You know the answer. You were trained in it. It was your profession. You were more violent, and the violence was sudden than they were. They couldn't say, oh, gentlemen, what shall we do now? We have an armed defender. They never had time to form new plans or even think about it because they were running for their lives. So she turned the tables, and once she had the initiative, she maintained it.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, so once again, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is slowfacts.wordpress.com, and I get to join Bill and the Ninjas here on Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line, from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to writer and podcaster and instructor Rob Morrison. Here, the instructor part. This is where I'm going to lean on you now, Rob. So,
okay.
I made a video saying, why can't I shoot a Glock? You know, I got my low left issue, which a lot of people seem to
right.
Well, a young man named Tony Wong, who is a United States practical shooting Association Grandmaster, watched that video, and then he downloaded the video, and then he played it back, all the segments where I was shooting, in slow motion, which I'd really love to know how he did that, because I didn't shoot it in slow motion, but he did it. So, and then he reaches out to me, and on that, in that YouTube video, most of the time when I get out there and I make an admission of an inadequacy here or there, I get such fun comments. That's because you're a big, dumb, bald, fat guy who can't shoot. such constructive criticism.
Right.
This guy gets out there and says, you have an ulnar deviation instead of a radial deviation when you grip the gun.
Right.
What's an ulnar?
You're pushing with the web of your hand rather than the heel.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. So he gets out there, and we go back and forth, and he tells me exactly this. And he calls me, and we talk about it. Then I had him on the show, and we talked about it. So then while we were on the show, he said, well, what you should do, because all of his matches that he won on his way to the USPSA Grandmaster title was a Glock 26, which that interested me. And so... He's not out there. Most guys want to use the full length Glock 34 for the longer sight down the slide and stuff. He didn't care about that because he was like, this works a certain way. So, I already had a Glock in the hands at Terran Butler, with Terran Butler and Terran Tactical Innovations, which he said he would get one together for me, and he said I'd be able to shoot this no matter what my problem is. Now, with Tony Wong... which Terrence still has the gun. I haven't got that gun back yet. But with Tony Wong, he got out there and said, well, listen, if you'll try pushing on the back strap of the gun instead of in the beaver tail, and then tell me what that looks like when you do that with the sight, when you pull the trigger,
He said, because when you pull the trigger, everybody flinches when they pull the trigger. Nobody cannot flinch right. when they pull the trigger, because it's a mechanical operation. And the gun is having a few things happen, and it's giving. So you're going to move with it. But with an 18-degree grip angle, that doesn't matter because you're gripping in the right spot by default. But with the Glock, which has a 22-degree grip angle, you're not. So he said, so think about pressing that, feeling that in the palm, in the heel of your palm.
Right.
So I've been doing that, and I've been dry firing it. And I haven't tried the laser stuff yet. I'm about to start with the Laser Academy, but I'm going to take this thing out. Now, as an instructor, you carry a Glock. You carry a Glock 19, which I got a Glock.
Yeah.
Now, while I'm waiting on Taryn's gun to come back, I have gotten a Glock 19, a fifth gen. I have put some XS DXT2 big dot sights on it.
Right.
And I have put the Timney trigger on it, the new Timney trigger that's supposed to revolutionize. It's the biggest thing about Glock since Glock. You know, I put that trigger on it. I've been shooting it the way he said I should try. I'm very interested in what it's going to be like on the range because it looks sort of promising. As you have been instructed, like when you get out there with people, with new people, or just regular people, how many low-left people do you find on a regular basis?
Half, and that is accepting the left-handers who are low-right, right? So, yes, easy. Often what they do is they are startled by the gun. And it's about to go bang. In theory, our hands are completely still, and all we're doing is moving our trigger finger. In fact, they're anticipating the recoil. They're squeezing harder and harder as they press with their trigger finger. They break concentration, often by looking at the target rather than the sights,
right.
And then they end up shooting a little left.
Yeah,
there was a fascinating drill bill, and I heard it, but Steve Fisher was the first one who tried it with us. You use your middle finger and thumb to support the gun.
Yeah.
which just, every cell in my body is screaming, this is insane, this will never work, this is dangerous. And you just reach out with your trigger finger and barely press. So you're supporting the gun. You're not really grabbing it at all. Follow-up shots are a real nightmare. But it's accurate. It's surprisingly accurate. And it reminded me of somebody shooting an arrow. You know, you present it and you release it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Crazy. There's a lot to this, Bill. Professional instructors, and this guy from USPSA has it dialed. Isn't this a marvelous time to learn to shoot?
Well, I'm looking forward to taking it out on the range. I just got to... You know what's going on with me, so I just got to find the time to get it out there and actually do it. I've got quite a few things I'm going to try. What I've done, just to see, and I'm going to make a comparison out of this. So, CZ is one of my sponsors. I actually think the CZ P10, the P10C, coming out of the box, is the best striker-fired gun out there today. No doubt about it.
Right.
The thing with Glock is very ubiquitous.
Right.
You can find find Glock accessories at Walgreens. Most of law enforcement carries Glock. In the event that we were to have a situation where things get really bad, which now thanks to certain Democratic policy ventures that we have going on, might get sort of exciting here in the U.S. of A., in that event, I'm far likely to find things that go with a Glock than I will with a CZ, unfortunately. But I have a CZ with an Overwatch trigger made by Hive Technologies and some XS Big Dot DXT2 sights on it. And I have this Glock 19 with DXT2 Big Dot sights on it and the Timney trigger.
Right.
Now, I don't expect the Glock to beat the CZ, because the CZ has a heavier lockup system, so, I mean, it's just more accurate. It just is.
Right.
It's not a compromise, but it's a hybrid gun. It's meant to be a deployed gun, and at the same time, it is also meant to be a more accurate gun.
Right.
But I want to see if this gun is closer to the CZ, and I think it's going to be. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Let's be clear. There used to be a time when you and I were enamored with target triggers.
Right.
Maybe 3 pounds, maybe less. That's not something you carry. And even in IEPA, USPSA, after you've shot it, 4.5, 5 pounds feels very normal, very light, very, very accurate. When you say you had a trigger job, it's probably the take up and reset that have been reduced so that follow on shots are faster, right. Not so that the first shot breaks easier.
Yeah,
have you had a chance to run those with the Mantis yet?
I haven't done it, but I'm going to try them both. I'm going to try them both just to see. But I'm looking at the Mantis system. If you haven't checked that out, you ought to look into it. The Laser Academy. You would find it quite nice. You set it up with your smartphone. Gives you real time feedback. All that other stuff. We're about to run out of time, so one more time, if you would, tell people how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog, and I write about politics and guns frequently, is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's picked up on Clash Daily, The Dave and Surge, and also at Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on MLN. Once a week, I get to join Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.